guys, and welcome to episode 73 of the Chase the Red Grape podcast. I'm Jen, here with David.
Hello.
And we are here to bring you another great podcast this week on social media, but social media and me.
And me.
And him. So our specific lives regarding social media and all the kind of madness around it. This topic was actually inspired by something I did this week, which I'm really, really proud of. I quit Twitter.
Yeah.
I quit Twitter. Yes. Oh, and it felt so good. So I had Twitter on, I've had a Twitter account for years now. I've had it as part of my blog and...
And before that even.
And before that, yeah.
Because it's what you did.
Because it's what you did. And I've kept it going, especially for the past like year and a half now, because I thought I had to, because of the podcast, because of my website, because, you know, you've got to have all the social media...
Networking and...
All the social media parts covered. And Twitter sent me an email with to update my privacy policy, as I'm sure everybody got that email who has a Twitter account. And I thought to myself... Hang on a minute, what do I actually use Twitter for? I put my posts on there. I don't even go on Twitter, it uploads automatically. And otherwise from that, I don't even go near it.
You don't even push the app button and...
Nope.
It's just there.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get rid of it. So what if someone wants to share my post on Twitter and they can't? Big deal.
Well, they still can share it. Well, they still can share it,
but... I don't have that button there, you know,
to.
And yeah, so I deactivated my account and it felt really good. And you know what felt even better? Deleting the app on my phone. I was like, oh, I've got another space. And guess what I didn't do?
Fill it with something.
Fill it with something. I just left the gap. So that was that. So I thought that because inspired by my
triumph.
My triumph over Twitter.
Triumph over Twitter.
David, no one has Twitter anymore. It's so lame.
Yeah. Sorry to all Twitter users.
First of all, let's have a bit of a reality check with social media. It is part of our lives. Facebook and Instagram in particular for me. Yep. Those two. It allows us to feel connected. It gives us a sense of belonging in this modern world. It's tied into our routines even. You know, mm-hmm. We wake up and we check it, or we go to bed and we check it. You know, it's part of our little daily routines.
Yes.
We take it everywhere. It's on our phone. It's no longer back in the day when you know, we first joined Facebook and it was only for people at certain universities that could go on it. And you could only check it if you were on, like, the PC that was at the university campus.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time at the library on Facebook. But then you couldn't even do anything.
But we can take it everywhere now. Yeah. And that's really cool. You know, it's like, I like to think of it, it's like the ultimate gossip channel.
Yeah.
And it's our community network now. It really is. It's how we communicate.
Yeah.
Within our inner circle and out with that. But let's have a bit of a wake-up call here. It runs... our lives. We allow Facebook and Instagram to be our routine. It's part of our habits. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's just something you just do instinctively.
We feel we need it. We feel we need it in our lives to be connected to our friends and family. Yeah. It's now gotten to the point where we're like, but we need Facebook in order to keep in contact with people.
Yeah.
It allows us to open up our world to both the good and the bad. That's where you have the whole comparison trap. And that's also where you have...
a bit of FOMO.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if you're not constantly on, you might miss something. You might not see something. You might not be part of something. You know, you might talk to someone in real life and they'll go, did you see X? And you go, oh, no. And they go, oh, well... you're missing out, or how could you not see that? Like, this is huge. Like, whatever it is, you think that you're going to miss out. And especially now, I find, with Instagram and Facebook jumbling things up, you don't know if you've seen the latest thing, or when you hit refresh, you get new stuff, but it's not new stuff because it's just stuff from like 7 hours ago that they just didn't show you the first time around because it wasn't as popular or whatever. It's just totally random. But you just feel like you're going to be missing out on something or anything, but you don't know what, so you just keep checking.
Yeah, and we also now connect social media to our boredom. So now when we're feeling bored, what do? We pick up our phone.
Yeah, but this is where the weird thing, and we were chatting a bit about this beforehand, this is where it's crazy that you go, I'm bored, so you grab your phone, and you're probably sitting at home watching TV. So you already are watching TV, which stimulates your brain, but it's not enough, because you're like, oh, I'm bored, there's an advert on. So you pick up your phone, and then you start scrolling, and then half an hour later, you go, I'm bored, and you kind of go, oh, where did the last half an hour go? So you haven't learnt anything. You haven't really been present for the last half an hour, and you're still bored. So you didn't actually win anything. Nothing happened.
Every day, and I know this because I feel it myself, every day when I'm bored, I think I'll grab my phone to quench my boredom.
Yeah.
And guess what happens? As David said, half an hour later, you're still bored. It never quenches our boredom, but we never learn.
Yeah, but it's kind of stimulating your brain enough that you don't get bored, like properly bored, but you're just in a bit of a zombie state. So if you think every single picture you see on Instagram, you look at for 3 seconds, there's always that next picture that might be the one that's really cool or really interesting. So just keep scrolling. And then you start like, oh, well, I've run out of things to scroll on. So now I'm going to like click on one person or search a hashtag or Instagram stories. There might be some more Instagram stories on. You know, it just keeps going and going and going. And you can literally spend half an hour to an hour. And everybody has. And just go, oh, I'm like halfway through my day. Where did that go?
Yeah. And I think you've got the whole, I'm bored, so I'll grab my phone. It's part of my routine, so I'll grab my phone. And then you have the whole other level where you're actually addicted to that buzz you get from your phone, which is a whole other topic that we're not going to go into today. We're going to keep this quite light. But it's something to think about. I think, ultimately, we need to look at how do folk of our generation, so we're in our early 30s, early to mid-30s, so our generation and above, so everyone older than us, how do we live with this when we know what it used to be like life used to be like without it?
Yeah, we've actually seen the evolution.
Yeah, so we are people who know what life is like with it, what life was like without it, and we have to try and come together with this balance, because I don't know about you guys, but I have this inner conflict in my head that goes, social media is good, social media is bad, it's the devil, it's the worst thing on the planet. But you're like, but I don't want to give it up, but I also don't want it. And then you've just got to find this balance, and madness.
I think that's the key. I don't think it's one or the other. I don't think it's good or bad. I think it's just there, and you can use it in a sensible way.
Yeah, I think
you can go either way. You could overdose on it, or you could not use it at all, but then you might miss out on certain things.
I mean, I think it's up to you what you decide is good and bad. Yeah. I think it's up to you on how you want to how you want this to be a part of your life. So we can't comment on your relationship with social media. All we can do is be truthful with ourselves and comment on our own problems and how we're trying to fix them.
Yeah, and maybe it will help or resonate with other people.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to say that things are good and bad. We're not trying to preach. We're not saying, you know, it's bad if you do this or it's good if you do that. What we're saying is this is what we do, or don't do in some cases.
Yeah.
And this is how we're we see that as a problem and we're trying to fix it.
Exactly.
So the first rule that I have with myself when it comes to social media or my phone is that human contact trumps the phone, always. So unless I'm replying to a message when I'm with people that needs to be replied to. So like I get a text message from David when I'm with my friends and David's like, where's the milk or whatever.
It's in the fridge.
You know, unless it's one of those kind of like urgent quick messages that you're replying to.
But just to clarify, an actual proper message, not David tagged you in something in Facebook.
Yeah. So unless it's a situation like that, I am not on my phone, period. Full stop. That is it. So if I'm sitting in a coffee shop with David having a coffee, I'm not on my phone at the same time. I'm giving him my attention. If I'm with my friends, I'm giving them my attention. I'm not on my phone. I think when other people are on their phone, when I'm trying to interact with them, I feel really offended and I think it's really rude. And I'm like, well, Why am I not deserving of your attention? Why is what is on your phone more important? And I feel a bit, sad by it. So I'm determined not to do that to other people.
Yeah, and I think it's purely from a habit that they are on their phone. I don't think they are thinking...
Oh, I don't think they're being deliberately...
I'm going to be rude to Jen because I don't care what she's talking about. But it is the whole, well, I've got 2 minutes free. I've got to catch up on things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that that's a problem. And it's the other thing with, you know, sometimes you like to take a little picture of something. Like, I take pictures all the time. But, you know, take a picture. Maybe just take, like, two. You don't have to get the most perfect angle, lighting, set up, you know. And then if you're wanting to share it because it's a cool picture or whatever, you don't have to do it right then and there. Like Jen says, human interaction is much more important. So if you want to share that picture on Instagram or Instagram stories, do you know what? If you do it 3 hours later, it's fine. It'll be okay. No one's going to go, you said you had that for lunch, but the post said 4 o'clock. That's obviously a lie.
Yeah.
It's like, and no, come on.
I mean, I take pictures of my food all the time and I love looking at other people's foodie pictures on Instagram. It's great. And I think that's really fun. I find it fun. But at the same time, like, I'll take a snap when my meal gets put down in front of me, when I'm at a cafe and it looks really pretty. But eating my food hot trumps my phone. It trumps Instagram. You know, I can take a picture, but don't need to put it on there and then, as David says.
This was the most wonderful coffee I ever had. It's a shame it was stone cold by the time I got round to drinking it, because I'd linked it to Facebook and Yelp and Instagram.
Oh, it's just... And I think that when you're with your friends or when you're out and about, you can maybe think to yourself, okay, that makes sense. But, you know, surely when you and David are at home and you're just chilling out on a Sunday on the sofa, you can scroll through your phone then. I've made it a rule that I don't. And I'm not saying that you need to, but for me, even just sitting with David in silence or watching a film or reading a book, that to me trumps. I can catch up with Facebook and Instagram another day, another time. And I just want to spend time, even if it is just quiet time, with my partner or with my family.
Even if that's watching a film.
Yeah.
Like we said, it's the watching a film and someone on their phone for us is the equivalent of us talking and someone's on their phone. Because you're like, oh, are you not enjoying the film?
Yeah. So that's one rule we've done. And I think one big aha moment I had for myself quite early on, and I try and tell people this a lot, is the world will not end if you do not stay updated on Facebook and Instagram. It's not going to end. If there's something you need to know, your friends and family will contact you directly. And if you're honest with yourself, you know that's true. If there was something major that happened in your close friends and family life, they would text you, they would WhatsApp you, they would call you, dun-dun-dun, call you. Or they'd even come round and see you if they could. You know, we have to remember that if you don't see that particular picture or post on Instagram, the world's not going to end. And if there's someone you follow on Facebook or Instagram that's important to you, go and when you do catch up, go onto their profile and see what they've put on.
Yeah.
Or on Facebook, make them one of your favourites. Because if you make someone a favourite on Facebook, then their posts will always be at the top.
Yeah.
You will always see your favourites. So you know that when you do have the chance to catch up, when it is the right moment, you will see things. But the world isn't going to end just because you haven't checked Instagram before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
A rule, it sounds so harsh, but you know
just what something I mean. To keep in mind more than anything.
It's something not... that we're doing that we feel is making a positive impact on our world is that from 6 p.m. onwards is our downtime. So we found that our phones were creeping in. I remember a few years ago, we used to have our dinner. And then we would check our phones after our dinner. And I don't know why, because guess what? Nothing happened. But
people posting pictures of their dinner.
Oh, dear. I realised that we were doing this and I thought, this is madness. This is actually crazy. So we had a conversation and we realized that we were both doing this. This wasn't the best thing for our health and our habits and moving forward. So we decided that from 6 p.m. onwards, the phone is down. The phone goes down to relax so that we can rest our eyes for sleep. So it's basically for our health, because screen time that close to bed is not good, and it wires your brain for staying awake longer. And as we all know, sleep is precious. You want to be able to go to bed, put your head down and fall asleep.
Yeah.
And that's really hard if you have screen time at least 2-3 hours before bed.
I mean, don't get us wrong. We maybe watch something on the TV. It's not like before 6 o'clock we're in pitch darkness, but we just don't have the TV and the phone at the same time.
I mean, there's a difference between having the TV screen 3-4 meters away from us and having this bright phone right in front of your eyes.
Exactly.
So we have done that and it has been so easy to do.
Yeah.
David comes home from work and does his daily blip. If you guys don't know, David has a online diary and each day he puts a photo on there and writes a paragraph. But it takes him 10-15 minutes. And he does it before we have dinner.
Yeah, and then it's done.
And then it's done, and then it's over, and then his phone goes down.
And it's taking away... So having the stuff on your phone is really convenient. You have 7 apps that you check. So what you do is... What we do is we make it just that tiny bit inconvenient to pick up the phone. Even though we don't check our phones, we don't have them near us when we're sitting down, you know, in the evening. We put them, like, away where... If you absolutely need to check something, you have to physically get up, walk to the other side of the room, and pick it up.
Yeah, our phones sit on the dining room table and they go on silent. And that's it. And guess what? If you don't hear a ping, you're not drawn to your phone.
Exactly. And it's far enough away. So there is times, even I will go, oh, no, it's over there.
Yeah.
There's no point. I'll just leave it.
Yeah, so I think that's a real big tip that we would have for someone who is maybe just thinking that, okay, my phone's a bit more in my life than I would like it. Just put it at the other side of the room, put it on silent, and you won't just go to it because it's right there.
Yeah.
I think you have to be honest with yourself and create boundaries if you feel like social media is an issue in your world. I also think that if you think it's an issue and it's an issue for you and your family, you have to come together as a family to create these boundaries, and you all need to follow them through.
Yeah.
So if you have a rule for the kids, mum and dad have to follow through too. it's not fair that the kids can't be on their phones after six, but mum and dad can.
Yeah. Oh, there was always, even when we were younger, if mum and dad could do something that you had specifically been told you couldn't do, that was so infuriating as a kid.
And I think that another wee tip I would have would be specifically to Facebook and Instagram would be to do a cleanse of who are following on Facebook and Instagram. So have a look at the list and ask yourself the question, why am I following them? Why do you need these people in your world? Would you talk to them on the street if you walk past them? And just be honest with yourself on why you're following them. And if you can't come up with a good reason, unfollow.
Yep.
And suddenly, Facebook and Instagram become less of, there's less overwhelm surrounding it because are following a lot less people.
Yeah, you suddenly go from 250 people to much, much less. I don't even know the number. Depends on you, but...
I mean, I know the first cleanse I did on my phone, I got rid of so many people and it felt so good. And suddenly, guess what happened? The time I was spending searching Instagram, I was actually seeing the posts of the people I wanted to posts from.
Rather than just kind of noise.
Yeah. And the same with Facebook. I think because on Instagram, we tend to follow a lot of people that we don't actually know.
Yeah.
So a lot of influencers, or in my case, there's a lot of CrossFit athletes. There's a lot of other bloggers, a lot of foodie folks. And so I don't really know them. So to unfollow them is quite easy. But on Facebook, it tends to be that you know a lot of these people.
Yeah.
And you feel bad for unfollowing someone that you went to school with. But at the same time, is being honest with yourself. And there was a load of people that I was friends with on Facebook. I was like, seriously, you wouldn't have talked to me in secondary school if you had been paid £100.
Yeah.
You never would have even dreamed of talking to me. But you want me to be your friend on Facebook? Are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm like, why on earth am I following you? Why on earth would I care what's going on in your world?
Yeah.
You've never shown any indication that you cared about me.
I've had that a couple of times when I've had like people from school and have been like, oh, that name kind of rings a bell. Who's that again? And then you actually have to think about it and you're like, so I've not thought about you for 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm not going to follow you.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's okay to unfollow someone. It's okay to unfriend someone. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that you're cleaning up your social media so that what you do see is prominent. And as I said, it's a good tip with Facebook and making people favorites. So if there are people or groups on Facebook that you're like, okay, I kind of go on Facebook because I want to know if they've posted anything. Say, for example, our CrossFit box.
Yeah.
Make that a favorite so that if anything gets posted on that, you will see it first and foremost on your feed and everything else is just fluff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So David's got another little sneaky hidden tip. If you want to know...
It's scary.
What your relationship is with social media.
Okay, so I don't know how this works. We have iPhones, so it's based on the iPhone. I'm sure there's a way in Android you could do the same.
Google it if you need to.
So on the iPhone, if you go into your settings and then you go to your battery option, there's a thing there, if you let it load a second, it will tell you how often you've been on the apps. So there's a last 24 hours, and I think there's the last 7 days. Now, it's bad enough when you look at it because the default is the percentages. So it shows you, of the time you've been on your phone, this is the percentage you've been on particular apps. That's bad enough. But if you actually click on any of the apps, it will tell you the amount of time.
Or if you click the little clock.
Or the little clock.
The little clock at the top.
Either or works. You actually find the amount of time that you've spent on that app, which is really scary. Because you're like, in the last 24 hours, I have been on Instagram for 2 hours. And you're like, that's 2 out of 24 hours. That's massive.
But I guarantee there'll be a lot of people who would wish that they had been only on for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I went and clicked the past 7 days. So Instagram for me is my top one that I'm on. And in the past 7 days, bearing in mind that at the weekend, I only check my phone once and then it goes away. I had been on Instagram for 7.4 hours. 7.4 hours. That's like a 9-to-5 day in the office. Just 100% on Instagram. That's madness. It's madness. And that's with me having all these boundaries in my world to stop me being on social media too much. Now, I know that I'm a blogger. I know I'm a writer. I know that I am involved in this kind of world and I do post a lot of things.
It's more job related for you.
So there are things that are a bit more job related. However, not to that extent.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you to have a look and see where you are.
Yeah.
And see how much time you're spending
on it. And you know what the interesting thing for both of us was? The stuff where you're actually more... Okay, it's not in person, but the one you're directly messaging someone, so WhatsApp or text messages, was like half an hour in the last 7 days.
So actually having
direct
contact with people was quite low.
Was minor. Because do you know what? If you go and text someone, you text them and you read their message, and even if you're going backward and forward a few times, that's all you can do on that. So you're not then scrolling for stuff.
I don't know. If I want to send you a particular gift with that, I do have to scroll.
But then that would go into the GIF app.
But it's still, it's a modern way of human interaction.
Yes, yeah. But still, it shows. We're more likely to spend time on fluff.
Yeah, than we are.
Than actual direct stuff.
So, as I said at the beginning, this is just where we are at. These are the things that we do to try and make social media less of a big deal in our world. Also, I think there's a bit of a mixture between, is it social media or is it your phone? You know, for some people it might be work emails, it might be games on your phone.
Yeah, well, that would be the other one. The battery would show up as well.
Yep. I'm terrible on BuzzFeed.
Yeah, you looked at the BuzzFeed thing and you're like, oh my god, I've just gone for 5 minutes.
I think the battery tip that David gave will show you where your time on your phone is spent, and then it's up to you if you want to deal with the results. You know, you might think that it's fine, you might be happy with it being this part of your world, but if not, there are some tips to try.
And at the very least, it's an awareness thing.
Just being aware. Right, okay, instead of a thought of the week and tip of the week, we are going to follow through on the social media thread and ask you a very important question. Do you hear Yanni or do you hear Laurel? Let us play this clip for you just now.
Laurel. Laurel.
And one more time.
Laurel. Laurel.
Okay. We know that this is one of this whole, like, is it white and gold or blue and black dress thing again? But this has plagued the internet this past week, and I find it amazing. I hear Laurel clear as day, very phonetically, Laurel, Laurel.
See, in that one, I hear Laurel. When you first showed me it, I heard Yanni.
Which is really odd because I know for me, I have heard it both ways, but I always hear Laurel if it's played through my phone. Always. So no matter what website I'm on, if it's played through my phone, it's always Laurel. When I heard them play it on the TV, I heard Yanni. Now, if you want to get into the whole science behind this, it is all to do with different frequencies. So it's either the frequency that the person who's playing the clip plays from, or it's the frequency that you hear within your own head.
Yeah.
So if you hear lower tones more, you are more likely to hear Laurel. If you hear higher ones, you're more likely to hear Yanni.
But it does probably depend on how the... Because as I said, I've heard it both ways.
How the clip is played. But we just went for the good old clip from the internet. So it was as originally done.
I kind of feel what will be interesting is... So we played that and we both heard Laurel. Now when we listen back to the podcast, will we still hear the same thing?
Yeah.
That's what's weird. And as you said, it's just cool and slightly weird that that even can exist.
Yeah.
Like, that people can hear it differently. And I've always found that really interesting because we pick up on different things. Like, I will be able to hear some kind of really bassy noise quite far away. And I'll be like, what's that? And you'll be like, I can't hear what you're on about. Like a car. Three streets away. I might be able to hear that. You will hear super high frequency stuff.
But
and I can't.
But once again,
I just can't hear it.
That doesn't make sense because I hear Laurel, which is the deeper one.
But maybe you do hear both.
Yeah. Oh, this is weird.
But as we're saying with everything, no two people are the same.
Yeah. And I think, you know why I wanted to play this is because it's just a bit of fun. And I love the fact that it's got everyone talking about something that is just fun.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing with the dress. Although, that dress thing, I never, ever saw it as blue and black.
See, I saw it as blue and black apart from once.
See, I always...
And I was like, oh, and then I kind of blinked, and then it was blue again. And I was like, oh,
always,
it changed.
Always white and gold for me, and I got really frustrated initially.
So, this is my tip leading on from that. Just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean they are wrong. As Jen's like, yeah, but
yeah,
they were because
but...
it's white. But you know what I mean? Like, if I heard Yanni and you heard Laurel, I heard that and you heard the other thing. Both of us are right. Neither of us is wrong. It's that weird paradox that I actually really love. And I love it. I love pointing out because it winds people up so much. But they're like, yeah, but. And I'm like, just calm down.
It does wind me up. But at the same time, I have to sit back and just laugh about it. I really do. So let us know whether you heard Yanni or Laurel and what your situation has been regarding this, whether or not it's led to some heated debates in your world. Also let us know what you think about your relationship with social media and things that you have implemented in your life to make sure that it doesn't take over and become more than a habit, become an addiction. As always, if you've got any comments or questions, head over to chasetheredgrape.com. We would love to know what your take is on this. Or you can leave us a message anywhere on Facebook or Instagram. We will definitely find it. Not because we're on there for 7.5 hours a week, but
we may not get back to you within 5 minutes.
Yes.
It's okay.
I will say that to you. We probably won't get back to you within 5 minutes. Have fun, guys, and we will see you all next week for more fun chat and discussion. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.